This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I just noticed by looking up at TV here in the studio, they have NFL Network on. Couple things I noticed about this, by the way. Now I'm noticing a lot of things. Number one, Mitch Morse is in studio. He's actually now like an analyst there in NFL Network. He's always been great to talk to. He's always been very good with the media and breaks things down really well. So if he wants a career in media, he could definitely do it. Plus, he's got this like T-shirt and flannel shirt on. Like, fits Mitch Morse, right? So there you go. He's on set with another former Bill, Sean Merriman. They're on together. I just noticed that. So you got Mitch Morse and Sean Merriman in the Good Morning Football studios. And they're breaking down and talking about the schedule. And what I noticed, though, the first thing before that, Josh, have you seen the markups from the NFL on these schedule releases? Like when they actually send something out and say, oh, this is confirmed. Like, for example, let me see if I can get this for you. Not the international games. I'm talking about, okay. All right, so here, I'm going to show you this. All these, I'm showing Josh right now. See what I mean? Right? You see that picture?
Yeah.
That's Dak Prescott,
yep.
Right?
Jalen Hurts, yep.
Jalen Hurts. Okay, there's a bunch of these that they're putting out now, and I just saw another one, NFL Network. I don't see it on the actual NFL website as much. Here's another one. This is the Eagles and the Packers, A.J. Brown. How could I'm looking at these things, and I'm like, these are senior photographs. These are senior portraits when you're a senior in high school.
They're just like standing.
Right?
Yep.
One guy's just got a football. The one I just saw was Bo Nix, and it's the Christmas game they announced. Let me see if I can find that. It's got to be on here, right? They announced the Christmas game, Broncos and Chiefs. And it's, hey, here it is. Come on, just tell me, does this not look like Bo Nix posing for a senior portrait?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? No doubt.
If instead of Patrick Mahomes up there, you had like a faded in Bo Nix, like your picture.
Yeah, like my kindergarten picture I tweeted out. Like it has the background shadow.
A background shadow of,
picture?
Of Bo Nix like looking off into the distance.
This is crazy. So they showed it up there, and they're showing the other one now, Dak Prescott. And I'm looking at it, like just look at that. These are senior portraits.
100%. Like if instead of a black background, they were just out on their high school football field in like jeans and their jersey. That's 100% what that is.
Hold on. I have to tweet this out. What should I say? All of the NFL schedule release graphics like this. Wait, I have to tweet something out to say it. Because these are senior portraits. This is hilarious. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on WGR. Yesterday, Sal Majorana, every Monday, comes aboard. You guys talked. You talk what? Schedule, right? Baseball. What was Sal's thought on schedule? Anything?
The baseball conversation was the fact that Aaron Judge is ahead of the Rockies in like every hitting category and likely will be for the entirety of the season.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
The entire Rockies.
Yeah. Like,
oh yeah.
They were talking about like when are the Rockies going to pass Aaron Judge, and we kind of came to the conclusion of like it might not even happen. It just might not happen. Like the Rockies are, I've never seen a sports team that bad. And I don't understand how they can just go from like, cuz they were bad last year, right? But they weren't like getting 21 runs put up on them bad, right?
I
don't follow the Rockies that closely, so. But still, I look at that just organization, and it's like, how did you get to this point? They're on pace for like 24 wins right now, I think. Something like that, out of 162.
They fired their manager, bench coach, right? All that. Judge is amazing. He had two more hits last night.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's...
And he is amazing. On top of that, he is incredible.
Did you see the slide last night?
Ooh, I did not see the slide. I actually went to bed and was 1-1 last night.
I don't know what player it was, but he slid into home and like his ankle was like...
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah. That was Oswaldo Cabrera.
Okay.
So I saw it this morning, but I did not see the replay because they said, we're not going to show you the replay. So I didn't see the replay.
You don't want to see it.
Okay.
It's his ankle was pointed in a very unnatural direction.
Okay. All right. Because I do know that that was something that happened. I saw that. Now, the other thing last night, speaking of this, the Jason Tatum injury. Terrible. Terrible. Right? I mean, at this point, do we know if it's Achilles? I have not been on top of everything this morning. Has anyone said that?
Is that just like a right leg injury?
Okay, it has to be Achilles, right? I mean, just by the way it was,
yeah, everybody's
reacting,
way
he was holding it, his emotion, the non-contact nature of it that we've seen before, right? It looked like Jason Tatum. Yeah, I mean, it's a bad injury. If he did tear his Achilles, he could be out for all of next year, is what I read. Like that's possible. The NBA offseason is not long. I mean, they're back at it, October preseason, November games. It's not that long, actually. Like, if you go all the way to the finals, which maybe the Celtics won't now, but if you go all the way to the finals, you're playing into June. It's 3.5 months. I don't know what just happened in this studio, but all the lights went off. Are we still on the air?
Yes, they're testing the lights. I just didn't...
Wow.
I didn't think it was going to be that abrupt. That was crazy. So now we're doing radio in the dark.
The lights just went off in the studio. And I literally had no idea for just a second or two if we got knocked off the air. But you're right. There's people walking around here I've never seen before. And they were in the engineering room earlier. And so they must be like doing something to test.
Yeah, it's something like testing the light.
Okay.
They came in here and they were like, oh, the lights might shut off. And I'm like,
oh, well, there you go. Now it just came back on. Let there be light. All right, here we go. So the schedule release, and oh my gosh. So I did just tweet out, the NFL has decided to go with the high school senior portrait look for this year's schedule release graphics. I'm telling you, Bo Nix, this is a senior portrait. Take a look at it. What do we think so far? There's so many things I want to say about this schedule release that I don't even know where to start. Number one, I have to start somewhere. I'll say this. We have no idea any Bills game yet. Not one. There has not been one Bills leak, which is incredible. A, leak, or B, just like announcement from the NFL. We thought we'd get an announcement in some capacity on maybe the Today Show yesterday, but that was pushed. It's got to be tomorrow. Josh is going on tomorrow. Josh Allen is going on the Today Show tomorrow. Now, that's been apparently confirmed because it was said last Friday that he was going on the Today Show on Monday. Then we learned this might not happen. So it didn't happen for whatever reason, scheduling. So he is going on tomorrow. What does that mean? Does that mean the Bills and Josh Allen? Is Josh Allen revealing that the Bills are playing It's got to be an NBC game. Week one, Sunday night? Are they playing the Christmas weekend night game on Peacock? There's a fly in the ointment with that theory that I have to get to. Are they playing maybe Sunday night, Christmas weekend? Are they playing, who has the Thanksgiving night game? Is that NBC? I think it might be. That's still out there. It's a possibility. We have no idea yet what's happening with the Bills' schedule. And I have to be super honest, I actually love it. I love it. I know a lot of you don't. I love the intrigue. I love waiting. In fact, I don't mind getting a few pieces here. I don't like when I know the full schedule before it's like, bam, here it is. There's a certain game you play, and I play it too. Okay, ooh, let's try and piece this together. It's a puzzle. I love that. But when I was a kid, and when a lot of you were, before the NFL made this whole week something, before they made this big deal out of the schedule just kind of showed up one day. It's like, oh, here it is. Here's the Bills' schedule. And even if you knew the opponents, it just kind of happened. Bam, there it was. Then the NFL said, well, you know what? We can make this a little bit more of a TV thing. And then social media. Oh, we can make this a little bit more for social media. And then we're going to move it to May because we're going to own the calendar a little bit more. Yeah, we know how we got here, right? Maybe a lot of you hate that. I don't mind it. What I don't love is when I get like everything all at once. I like these little crumbs and little pieces to try and fill them in. And I actually kind of do enjoy the suspense, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's kind of cool for me because it gives content to talk about and keep thinking about. Oh, wait a minute. There were no Bills there. So that's number one. Like I guess in a way I'm middling it a little bit because I don't mind putting it together, but I actually like the suspense of it. If you found out a Bills game today, that'd be cool. I don't want to find out like all of them before it's just put in front of my face. In fact, it's kind of, I guess the way I'd say it is it's kind of anticlimactic for me when we get to Wednesday at 7 p.m. and I know the whole schedule. Yep, I know the exercise. It's fine. And I got to be a part of it. I got to do it. And I'm a reporter and I love the schedule and the puzzle piece of it. But I actually like having a bit of a mystery for a lot of the schedule. So we know the Bills are not playing internationally. Will, thank you, Will. Getting connected with our fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. He said, the radio feed cut out for like a half a second, but everything is good. Thank you, Will. That could have been me literally just turning off my mic, though, and coughing. He said it cut out for just a second. Glad we're still with you. We know the Bills are not playing internationally because the international games have been announced, except for one. But we know they're not playing in that game because it's at the Chargers and the Bills don't play at the Chargers this year. So the international games have been released. The only one that hasn't been released, we know, because it's kind of out there already, unless there's some real bait and switch going on here, which I don't think. The one we don't know officially, but we know, wink, wink, is Chiefs at Chargers week one Friday night in Brazil. I'm surprised the Chargers didn't protect that game. And what I mean by that is I had no idea, despite all my talks with Mike North over the years, I guess it's something the NFL didn't want out there, but now it's out there and people are reporting on it and people know it. It's kind of public now that teams can protect two games from being their international game when they're the home team. So for the Chargers, they did not protect the Chiefs. Guess what that means? The Chiefs are going to be at the Chargers Friday, September 5th. This is on the heels of Cowboys at Eagles Thursday, September 4th. So we know now Thursday night football is Cowboys at Eagles. We know Friday night, this is week one. We know now Friday night football is Chiefs at Chargers. What we don't know is week one Sunday night football and week one Monday night football. And I still think the Bills are very, very possible they could be the week one Sunday night game. We'll see if that's what Josh is going on today's show to reveal or talk about. Okay, internationally though, all this talk about the Bills possibly going to Ireland? Could they do it? It was always, yeah, it's possible. I don't think so. To me, it was always about maybe a 10 to 15% chance. There was a time period where I thought maybe a little bit more of a chance. If the Steelers said, we definitely are not having the Packers there, we'll protect them, that it might lead you to the Bills. But as I had said, going back weeks ago, from my understanding, the NFL would rather not put Josh Allen, the league MVP, at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Like, that just doesn't work for them. So it's possible, but it would be more like, eh, let's not do that. So what did they choose?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the do. They choose to put J.J. McCarthy at Sunday 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning against, I guess, Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. We knew the Steelers would be there anyway. And then, so the Vikings. The Vikings are going to Dublin. But what's different this year is they're going there week four, Sunday, September 28th. They're staying all the way to the next week, and they're playing as another road team, road game, against the Cleveland Browns in London. So you got now the Vikings doing what the Jags did last year, and even I think last couple of years, which is play a game and stay a week and play another game. But this time, the Vikings are the road team in both games. Vikings are going to London week four to play, going to Dublin to play the Steelers week four, staying and playing in London week five against the Browns. Then the NFL goes back to London the next week, week six, but this is Broncos at Jets. Then again in London, week seven, now you get your Jags game. This is the Rams at the Jags. Man, the Rams. They're a team that's going to be going to Australia next year. We know that. They're going to Hawaii for their mini camp. They're going to London this year for a game. They're getting a lot of frequent flyer miles. Berlin, November 9th, in Berlin, Falcons at, quote-unquote, Colts. Colts are the host team. That's a just interesting matchup, right? Kind of two teams that are a bit nondescript in a lot of ways. But they'll be the first ever game in Berlin. And then, If you're the Miami Dolphins, if you're a Dolphins fan, you kind of got to be a little bit pissed, right? Because their Spain game on November 16th is Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. That's a game that if I'm a Dolphins fan, I want to see Jaden Daniels in my stadium. That's a good team coming to my stadium. Believe me when I tell you, the Dolphins don't have the best home field advantage. Far from it. But a game like that, you could get a crowd, and you could get a good look at a really great young player. I think from a fan perspective, that would kind of suck. So Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. Vikings at Steelers in Dublin. Vikings at Browns in London. Broncos at Jets in London. Rams at Jags in London. Falcons at Colts in London. In Berlin. Falcons at Colts in Berlin. Commanders at Dolphins in Madrid, Spain. That is your international slate. The Bills will not play internationally this year. You can chime in on that if you love that or you hate that. At 803-0550. And we also know the Bills are not playing Christmas night. This is one that's really been going back and forth. I figured, you know what? Oh, by the way, I just said it. I said Rams had frequent flyer miles. As soon as I said that, Adam Schefter must be listening to the Extra Point Show. He just tweeted out a graphic of miles traveled this year. What teams will travel the most miles? And now that we know that the international games and the locations of all the games, I don't think there's any games now we don't know the locations of, right? All the games we know the locations, even though we don't know the dates. Okay, so this is right. The Rams and the Chargers actually have the most miles traveled this year. 34,000 and 37,000. I want you to compare that to the Bills. Okay, you haven't seen this graphic yet, right? Okay, Josh. The Chargers lead the league with 37,000 miles traveled this year. The Rams, 34,000. Both teams are going overseas. Let's compare that to the Bills. They're not going internationally. How many miles do you think the Bills are traveling total?
Let's go 20,000.
A lot less.
A lot less?
Yep.
Okay. 10.
Very good.
Exactly.
10,546.
Oh. Wow. Huh.
The second fewest of any team in the NFL.
Really?
Which has got to be great. If you're a coach, you love that.
Yeah.
Like if I'm the Bills coaching staff, on the Bills sports science department, I am looking at this graphic and going, this is great.
It does make sense because the farthest west you go this year is Houston. Huh. Wow.
That's right. That's exactly
who's
right.
Who's the fewest?
Only one team below them, that is the Bengals at 8,700.
Whoa.
The Bengals also not playing internationally, obviously. How far up the list do you have to go to get an international team? Bengals, Bills, Ravens, no. Lions, no. Bears, no. Packers, no. Browns, yeah. Okay, here you go. The Browns are on this list at 15,000 and the Steelers at 15,000 each. You have to go that far up to get the international game. A team playing internationally. Bills have the second fewest miles traveled this year, 10,546. So normally, I join, and every day almost, I join Chauvin the Bulldog in the afternoon. And Mike and I talk a lot of schedule. We talk schedule all year. We love the schedule. We're both kind of schedule nerds like that. We do it. We put it together and think about it. We could talk about schedule whenever. Well, today, we are reversing roles. Yes, I'll still be on with Mike and Chris later, but Mike Shope's going to join me at 11 a.m. today. So Mike's going to join me at 11 a.m. We're going to talk schedule from his perspective and a little fantasy football, right? Why not? Mike was telling me how, like, this is the week where they're doing a lot, some more of their stuff with fantasy. Like actually what he said was, this is the schedule release makes a difference, like, for people with fantasy and how they're looking at best ball, especially for week 17. I totally get it, but we'll do a little fantasy, mostly schedule with, Mike Shope coming your way at 11 a.m. So Mike's going to be a guest here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What do you think? What are you looking for? Anything specific with the Bills schedule? I think it's crazy. We don't know anything yet. Nothing with the Bills schedule. Not a single drop. We know they're not playing Christmas night. Christmas night is the senior portrait of the Broncos at the Chiefs. So we know that. There is a possibility of Christmas Day for the Bills. I am here to tell you, I don't think that's going to happen. Just from things I've heard, sure, it's possible. The NFL could kind of go in a different direction, but from piecing things together, things I've heard, I don't think the Bills are playing Christmas Day at all. I don't think they'll get one of those two games. Just saying, it could happen. I haven't nailed it down, confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure that's not happening. I do think the Bills could play one of the night games that weekend. Even Saturday night, a pool of games that's going to be put out there and they'll pick one. Or Sunday night, December 28th. I also think Thanksgiving night is in play here still a little bit. It doesn't seem like, I mean, you only have, I mean, we already know it's not going to be Thanksgiving Day and you're not going to get Cowboys or Lions because we don't even know the Thanksgiving opponents yet. None of them, right? We know it's not at Detroit. The Bills don't play against them this year. We know it's not at Dallas. The Bills don't play against them this year. But it could be a Thanksgiving night game. They could still get that. We know they're not playing Black Friday. I like that. I wouldn't love playing the Black Friday game, to be quite honest. I think Black Friday is a nice day to kind of have off and kind of watch, sit back, watch the other game that's on, not have to be a part of it, work it. All right, so what else are you saying about this? No. Yes, I know. Somebody, Cruiser, Christmas night game already announced. So Bills would be on Christmas games. They're not going to be on it because I just said I don't think so. But yes, I know that. Michael tweets in, I'm just waiting for the first Bills game to leak out. It should happen today. I agree. I don't know. Any thought you have in the schedule? I don't care. Tell me if you love it, you hate it. Is this all too much talk for it? Are you into it? Do you build your life around it in the fall? Do you have to wait to know when you're going to even plan a wedding, for crying out loud? I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. I get asked all the time, can you do this coming up in September? Can you do this coming up in October? And I'm like, I don't know the Bills schedule. Like, I would love to say yes. You got to wait till that comes out. So literally, like, this is the week where I will start putting together my own personal life schedule a lot more in the fall because I'll know my professional schedule and what's going on with the Bills. Maybe you're the same way. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio along with you. It is schedule release day eve here in Buffalo and around the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.